Okay, so the recording is now in progress, and let's see, let's go over to Q&A. Okay, great, thank you so much. Perfect, awesome, okay, good. So recording has started, and let me get everything loaded here. Okay, we are good to go. We are good to go, perfect. All right, wonderful, awesome. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, everyone, so much for joining me for Module 1 of the Artist Cash Crash Course. I'm, again, extremely honored and very excited that you have taken the step in your business and trusted me to help you to achieve your goals. We have an extremely exciting group of entrepreneurs, all of you what I call entrepreneurs, who are coming into this program, varying backgrounds, varying products, varying services, and I'm excited to work with all of you. And I believe today's call is going to really set the tone for how you proceed forward moving in the course, because I'm going to share with you what is I consider the top 10 income stream models for artists and creative entrepreneurs. So today's call is going to really be more of a just sort of take it all in and see sort of where you fit into all of it. I'm going to be covering everything from teaching models all the way to retail and more retail-oriented sale models as well. So you get a little bit of everything. There'll be a few case studies, examples sprinkled in. And, again, as I said before, this is going to be a really great opportunity for you to get a good overview of what you can be implementing in your business now or in the future. So what I want to do really quickly, because I have a lot of content to share with you, I want to get a little housekeeping done for starters here. If you haven't already done so, I know many of you have already, but I know there's a few members who haven't had a chance to sign up yet. Please go, you have received an invitation from me to join our Ning site. Ning is the site that I'm using for our member, sort of our community forum. That site you'll have access to, as I said before, for 6 months, up to 6 months past the, you know, the end of the course. But on that page, you will find, on that page when you go there, when you get the invitation from me, please set up your profile. There's about 6 or 7 questions that I ask you, so please fill those in. It has, you know, you can put a link to your website if you have one already set up. You can also tell us a little bit about your business, what products you have. Also, if you have photographs of your products, please post some of those up there as well. And this is a great opportunity for networking and for other people to see what you have. You never know, someone in the forum may have a contact, a resource for you that you might be able to build a connection with and be able to sell your products or your services to. So, you know, use that site liberally, you know, put as much information as you feel comfortable sharing. Also, if you're having any struggles and you're having, you know, a little bit of challenge and you want some additional support, you know, feel free to use that forum to post there as well. With that said, you know, I'm asking everyone to respect everyone's confidentiality. It's just a space I want for all of us to hold. So with that said, other than a referral to someone for someone in the group, you know, we all ask that we respect each other's privacy and space and not share information that might be sensitive in nature if anyone feels comfortable posting anything up there, like they're having a hard time or if they're struggling. You know, it can be emotionally or otherwise. So, again, I know we're all adults here. We'll be fine in that regard. And also, too, if you need more information that you share on there, the more I can also support you, too. So that will be one of the ways we'll communicate outside of our regularly scheduled calls as well. And I'll be checking that every day, so I'll always be on top of what you're putting there. Also, too, you will find on the main site there's, you know, the entry area where you'll see the 8 bullet points I list out about how to get everything set up for yourself. You will also find a link there to download a copy of the Income Portfolio Worksheet. I would suggest after you, if you haven't already downloaded and printed that off, you can do that at the end of the call today, and you can as you listen to the replay of this, you can also stimulate. You may have some fresh insight on how you can actually work with that worksheet to come up with some ideas for your business and some ways that you can start generating income. Let's see. Recordings. Now, I have set up a private member area of the Artist Cash Course, Artist Cash Crash Course website. And that's also a password protected area. You will find that password in the Artist Profit Plan area of the Ning site. The reason why I did that, I wanted to initially post all the content on the Ning site, but I'm going to be using a lot of video in this course, and it wouldn't allow me to put video directly into that. So I set up a separate area on my website where all that content will be available. So you will be able to find each week, week to week, you will find all of the video webcast replays. You will find MP3 audio replays if you prefer to listen as opposed to watch. You will also find links to all the downloads of worksheets or templates or whatever else I provide for you to accompany that week's lesson. All of that will be found in that area on the website itself. So basically, the forum will be used for communication amongst each other, and then all the content that you'll be getting from week to week will be hosted separately on the Artist Cash Crash Course website, and that, again, is password protected. Let's see here. Also, in the update section of the website, you will find any notices or last-minute schedule changes. I will just go ahead and say it now. I've already posted a change. For next week's class, we were going to be meeting on the 20th of this month, next Sunday at the same time. I have a scheduling conflict that will not allow me to be available at our regularly scheduled time. So what I'm doing is Module 2, your money plan lesson, will be made available to you by Friday. So you're going to get Module 1 today. They'll give you 5 days to work with that, and then Module 2 will be posted to the private member area of the website. That will be posted for you by Friday, the 18th. We will not have our regularly scheduled call on the 20th, next Sunday. We will not have that, but I am going to do a touch-base call with you, everyone, on Thursday, May 24th. Details and times will be coming up available shortly. So I will be making that call available, and this will be good because you'll have the first two lessons already and you'll have some time to work with both of them, and then that'll be a great time to do Q&A, and we can just talk about everything that's going on for you at that time. So, again, we will not be meeting on May 20th next Sunday, but you will get Module 2 lesson on Friday, May 18th, and then we will do a touch-base call on Thursday, May 24th, and I will reveal those times, the times of that call shortly. And then we will resume back to our regular schedule on Sunday, May 27th, I believe, for the remainder of the course. But again, all updates like that will be available in the updates area of the main site, the member forum. Let's see, I've already mentioned about the worksheet. Last thing that I wanted to tell you before we get into the content today, I've already made our first surprise bonus available for you. It's a copy of my ebook, Ion Marketing, 41 Days from Struggle and Confusion to Clarity and Profits. To get that ebook from me, including my Ion Marketing Jumpstart Kit, just send me a private email. The link is inside the Ning site. And I will send you a link to my shopping cart where you can download all of that, access all of that material. And so that's my ebook, additional audio training. I have three additional teletrainings I did in that, transcript of one of the calls, my resource directory, checklist that accompany the book, and a 10-part video series that I also created that also accompanies the book. So it's a lot of great content there for you, and I want to provide you with that. That gift early on in the course, and there's going to be some more surprises coming up over the next coming weeks. So you'll be alerted to that also on the main area of the website and in the update section as well. Let's see. So I think that takes care of all the housekeeping issues and stuff. If you have any questions about anything you hear here today, please type them in the chat box. If we have time, I will address them on today's call. Otherwise, I will address them on the main site our member forum, which is the main site, or on our touch-base call scheduled for the 24th. I do want to respect everyone's time today and get us wrapped up here by about an hour and 15 minutes. So we will be a little bit longer today. And so let's see here. What I want to do is jump right into today's content. And we are on Module 1 of the Artist Cash Crash Course, the 10 Top Income Streams for Artists. So today is going to be a nice reveal call to you. You'll get a lot of ideas and inspiration, so I suggest you sit back and get a notepad or pen, a cup of tea or coffee, and just kind of take it all in. If you feel like you're on information overload, don't worry about it. We will work together to break down exactly what you need to work with right now. These are just ideas to get your mind stimulated. And, again, we'll work with that worksheet I gave you to help kind of flesh things out a little bit deeper for you. So if you haven't already figured it out, you're talking to me, Rodney Washington, and I am your Artist Money Mentor. And let's see here. We're going to move right into it. Now, in the first module, as I said, we're going to explore 10 income streams. And what I really want to emphasize here is that you really only need to implement to really maximize your income opportunities is probably 2 to 3 income streams working simultaneously to create a mid 5 to 6 figure business. Again, there's a lot of variables. Of course, I realize that with everyone in the class, some you might need a little bit more depending upon what you ultimately choose to do and what your market is and what you're offering. But I have found in my experience that 2 to 3 income streams is good as a good foundation to build a mid 5 to 6 figure business. Again, as I mentioned earlier, some of these will devolve direct work with clients or customers. Like, for example, teaching them what you love to do. Some will involve publishing, digital or print. Some will involve direct sales, i.e., you know, retail sales, trunk shows, and things of that nature. The ultimate thing, though, that I do want you to get out of working with a portfolio of income streams is that they all tie together. So you basically, you're taking one central idea and then leveraging it into 2 or 3, maybe even 4, different ways to derive money from that income from that one central theme or subject. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why, as you look, as you hear over the examples I'm going to share to you today, you might start stimulating your mind and thinking, okay, I offer this particular product. How can I leverage that into 2 or 3 other income stream models that tie into what this is I'm already doing, as opposed to going into completely different industries or different markets or different product lines that don't relate. It makes it much more challenging because everything is so scattered. So you want to be able to have everything sort of tied together. I'll explain more about that as we go through the 10 reveals today. Also, again, just take notes of what you feel resonates with you as I go over them. If there's one or two that sound really like, I'd like to maybe look, explore that, just jot that down in your notes or put it on your worksheet. I'm going to be sharing some real-life case studies of the income streams and, again, decide which ones that you can get started with immediately. Depending upon where you are at currently in your business, you may be able to implement some of the things I talk about today by the end of the call. So, again, it's all variables based on your particular situation, resources, and availability, but, you know, some of these can be implemented right away. So let's move right into it. Now, there's two basic platforms from which I'm going to be presenting these models. There's what I call the teaching-based models, and then the other module is called the retail or direct sales-based. Now, I'm going to go back to teaching-based. Teaching-based, when I mean teaching-based, I mean sharing your knowledge, your resources, your skills, through a variety of different platforms, i.e. e-books, physical books, day-long workshops, short classes, or multi-part courses. These can be delivered live or via telephone or web-based like what we're doing now. VIP day experiences. Or some might consider private mentoring experiences. These can be delivered either in person or via Skype or telephone. I will share an example in a moment or later in the call about a Skype experience that you possibly can create. VIP day experiences, in my opinion, well, in my experience, can be actually probably one of the fastest ways to implement more cash into your business. And I'll explain more about that as we move into that section a little bit further into the call. DVDs, CDs, or CD audio programs, or MP, and I should have put in there MP3 programs because a lot of us don't use CDs anymore. Again, so basically if you don't feel like writing a book or you don't want to write a book, you can record your information and then make those available in DVDs and CDs or MP3s. And I will, again, go into that more in detail when we get to that section. Membership sites or continuity programs. If you are going to go with a more educational model, i.e. sharing your knowledge and resources in a teaching mode, if you don't want to do necessarily e-books or, you know, even or print physical books is what I'm trying to say, physical books or physical products, you can make all of your content available in a digital format on a membership website that's password protected. And you can actually generate income month after month with those continuity, with those membership websites. I am going to talk about a model, an example of that in today's call as well. Now, I will say this is that membership websites, there's some nuances to that. Again, I will go into in a moment. But there's many, you know, it doesn't have to be a website where you're teaching. It also can be what I call continuity programs can be used for physical products as well. So I will go into that more in a moment. And also business in a box. This is a really specialized area, but it's one that if you do have a, you know, depending upon, again, your skill set, your resources, your skills and knowledge and experiences, you can, this could be a very viable income stream for you to consider giving everyone soup to nuts what you know how to do, what your experiences are in a, what I call in a box format, which could be delivered as a combination of physical product as well as private coaching one-on-one with people or in small groups or large groups. So these are the teaching models, and we'll go into those in a moment. And then the second section is going to be on retail or direct sale-based models, and these will include trunk shows and retail accounts, and could include gallery sales, web or online sales, joint venture partnerships, again, membership programs. So what I'm going to talk about in the teaching model will also apply to this indirect sales model. Again, I'll go into more of that in detail in a little bit. And the last one we're going to talk about is licensing. Okay? So let's see. Let's move right into module or the first income stream idea is e-books and physical books. Now, again, if you were on the preview call that I did prior to webinar, prior to today's class, I shared some examples of some very talented, in this case, photographers who were using e-books as a way to elevate their income stream. E-books can be, well, whether it's e-book or physical book, really is a matter of just what you want to do in terms of upfront investment. So e-books obviously are the least expensive to produce because there's no, you know, there's not printing involved. You know, you will probably want to definitely hire yourself, though, at least some kind of a formatter to format your information. And you will also want to have an editor, someone to go through your content to make sure, you know, it's really good. And you may or may not want to work with a graphic designer to do your book cover. But again, e-books are a great way to share your knowledge, share your information. I mean, I know a photographer who really doesn't use much wording at all. It's primarily just imagery that he uses. And he sells e-books ranging from $6.95 to like $14.95. Again, they can be very quick to put together if you have already knowledge or information that you've sort of been taking notes about or been thinking about. You can put that together pretty quickly and produce an e-book within seriously like a few days. It's just a matter of what you already have available that's ready to be formatted into a book. What I will say, though, to you before you jump into this particular income stream is specialized topics sell better. So for an example, if you are going to maybe write an e-book on how to make, I'll just use Denise for an example, to make hats, for an example, you might want to talk about, you know, not so well the history of hat making. You might want to talk about how to source materials. You may want to talk about a certain style of hat, basic adornment features that you want to address, you know, just kind of what the basic overview is on how to make something very basic and, you know, and sort of entry level that you don't overwhelm the reader, for an example. Or you could, if you want to do an ebook on how you make a certain kind of jewelry, for an example. I know we have Jackie, the jewelry designer, in our class. You know, you may want to put in there, you know, how to get your tools, what types of fasteners and things are stronger and hold up better, where to source your materials that you use for the necklaces or the pieces of jewelry that you make. You could do one just for jewelry making for children and then one for jewelry making for a different market or a different genre. So when I say when you look at this particular model, think about centralized, specialized topics. Also, don't assume that the book needs to be like hundreds and hundreds of pages. Actually, shorter, especially ebooks, sell better because people don't want to read really long, long ebooks. It's harder to read things on a screen. So think in terms of shorter snippets of content. And if you have a lot of content to share, think about doing it as a publishing as a series. So that way, and I'll reveal a photographer here in this section in a moment, David Duchemin, who runs craftandvision.com, I believe. He's done a series of ebooks related around certain photographic topics and techniques and so forth. And I think his ebooks on average range about 34, 35 pages. You know, the thing that I would suggest you do is, again, work with that worksheet. If you're thinking about the ebook or biblical book model, think about, you know, write down a list of topics, subjects that you know well in your industry. Again, think specialty. Think also in terms of what you consider to be common knowledge. It's common knowledge to you. It's not common knowledge to your reader, okay? The one thing I love about ebooks or physical books is that they are highly leverageable. What I mean by that is if you offer like any kind of higher end services, you can also advertise those services in your own book towards the end of the book. You can be seeding those opportunities throughout the book. So, for example, if you're talking about a particular form of hat design or hat making, a millinery work, you can seed in that ebook, for example, that you do an all-day workshop on the principles of hat making, for an example. Just use it as an example of a course that you might do. So you can seed that throughout the ebook, and people then can click on that link because obviously it's digital, it's clickable, and they can go to a web page where they can learn more about your course and potentially sign up for it right there and then on the spot. And again, you can do, I know many of you can do pretty much anything that you offer can be done over the web, like this presentation that you're seeing today. Okay. The thing I will say about biblical books is that, again, we have the print-on-demand world that we live in now, so there's no need to really go into a physical book to be really any more expensive than a digital book is to do. I use a service called Lulu.com. Once your book is properly formatted, you can upload your book to Lulu and put your information in there, pricing, description of the book, and what have you. And people can order the book directly off of line, have it packed up, shipped, and mailed to them. I recommend that if you do smaller series of ebooks, maybe, let's say, like David Duchemin, which I'm going to show you a little bit about him in a moment. David's written 17 little mini ebooks, all ranging about 34 pages. If he wanted to, he could combine maybe half of that amount of books and make a physical book out of it, and then print those off. Physical books, people tend to have a little bit more credibility factor, you know, to them, a little bit more weight to them, literally and and figuratively. You can hand them off to people. People respond to when you have a physical book in your hand. The thing about Lulu is that you're not having to invest a lot of upfront money really at all to set the book up in the system, you know, but you, and then you can order them as you need to. You know, that's how I publish my book is also through Lulu. So if anyone's interested more in that, again, I could talk about that on a separate call or more in the member forum. The average price for ebooks, again, I consider the average price around $20, but I've seen ebooks go as high as $97 or more. $97 ebooks obviously are really highly specialized, and I would recommend that you probably do, as I mentioned on the preview call to this class, do your no-brainer offer, and which is the entry-level price point. So keep it around between the, you could go as low as $5. I tend to want to stay around $20, to be honest with you. That can be your entry-level price point. And then if you're going to do like a $97 webinar, for an example, or do a $97 price point, save that more for a class situation. I think a few years ago, $97 for an ebook, people were getting that. I think nowadays that's a little bit, people are more sensitive to that right now. So I think the more they can hear and connect with you verbally or in person, the higher you can get up in price point. But if it's more, like digital or physical books and things like that, think entry level, keep the price points down around $20 to maybe like $29 or so. Again, there are exceptions. If you're not really teaching anything, but you're really just kind of showing your portfolio, so to speak, I know a photographer that does do ebooks around the $5 range to $14 range with exceptions. Again, if that is a model you want to use, we can talk about that more on the main site on the group forum. Again, think about developing a series for more leveraged opportunities. Let's see here. Some resources here. Now, also, I want to tell you that all of the slides today that you're seeing for this presentation, I'm going to also make that available in the member area of the private website, so you'll be able to download this PDF that I've created for this class today. If you do want to consider doing ebooks ebooks, physical books as one of your income stream models, I recommend stickyebooks.com. They offer a training program more on ebooks. But again, I can probably help you quite a bit with that as well. I have a link here, a Bitly link, which goes to my website for my ebook that I developed. And actually, no, that link goes to my Lulu page on Lulu for my physical book. You're getting the digital version of the book as my bonus gift to you, but the physical version of it is available on lulu.com. So that Bitly link that you see there will actually take you to that Lulu page. You can kind of see how I priced it. I did charge a little more for the ebook, the physical book, than the ebook. It's like $5 more to cover cost. There's also another ebook that I have referenced in developing my own ebooks, and that's by David Navarro. It's called How to Sell Your Ebook. You can find that at howtosellyourebook.com. Again, Lulu is what I use for my print-on-demand service. The other thing I do like about Lulu, I forgot to mention that, is that you can sell your products instantly through Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. So once it's in the Lulu system, you actually can then sell it in both formats. You can sell it as an ebook, a physical book, and post it in Amazon and also in BarnesNoble.com. So that's a great feature. And if I find more people wanting to know more about that whole trend, ebook, physical book market, income model, I may do a separate training call on that and put that in the bonus area as well. If you're going to go the ebook route, really have them formatted for digital readers like iPads, iPhones, that kind of thing. A lot of us are consuming content on these mobile portable devices. Again, think series for more leveraged opportunities. And the way that ebooks can really be successful is to have a launch strategy. And I'll go more into that more a little bit later, but to kind of seed that for you, is if you are going to put out an ebook, start really talking about the ebook before the book is written. A lot of us make the mistake, I know I did, of waiting until the book is done before we start talking about it in our networks, on our social media platforms, on our website, et cetera. Start seeding that. Start talking about that prior to the book being done. People, get turned on by the anticipation of what's coming. And so really start seeding that as it gets closer. Start talking about it more like I'm putting the finishing touches on the book. I just chose the cover design for the book. These are the titles I'm considering for the book. If you have an active following on Facebook, for an example, start seeding those things. Post the cover of the book. For an example, get the cover done first. Post the cover up there. People will start wanting to, get excited about. It's like a movie premiere. They want to know that they get the preview. They want to get the sneak preview before the actual product is done. So that can be when you hit the launch button and it's available for sale. When I sold my first ebook, I got like 20, 30 sales within the first half hour because I had been seeding the ebook for months before it actually became available. Let's see here. So, again, as I mentioned before, to get a little bit more idea about how you can leverage or put together a series of ebooks, I recommend photographer David Duchemin. You can find his publishing company at craftandvision.com. Again, as I said, you know, ebooks are great, for an example, because their entry-level cost points are low. They can be published fairly quickly, and they're leverageable. So you can use them as entry-level starting points and then see your higher-priced services, products, and programs. Okay? So that's ebooks. Okay, now we're going to move right into day-long workshops. This is income stream model number two. Day-long workshops, short classes, or mini-part courses. Again, these can be delivered either live, telephone, or web-based. Again, I recommend if you're thinking about doing a course of any kind, consider doing it as an ebook first, because once you've done that, you've got the content down, you've got the formula down, and the structure down, for an example. And even if you don't publish the book right away, just consider doing that as your first step, because it'll help get your mind clear about how to structure your day-long workshops, classes, and multi-part courses. The thing that I said immediately about doing any kind of a course type of platform, you have a higher profit margin. So obviously an ebook is like $20, $29, $39. Again, some are getting $97, not that many. But you can definitely charge $97, $300, $500, $1,000 for an all-day workshop, classes, or courses. It just depends upon the subject matter and the market. Again, they can be used to even leverage even higher income stream opportunities. So you could do an afternoon webinar, for an example, and then make an offer to do a private VIP day with you, which we'll go into that more a little bit later in the program. You know, so again, everything I talk about here is, you know, you implement the idea, but think leverage. How can I leverage this into the next thing? You know, again, classes can take a little bit longer to set up if you don't have your content formatted. But again, if you've already formatted your content, your thoughts, your ideas, your resources, your processes, it makes putting together the course material a lot easier and a lot smoother. Again, specialized topics sell better. So again, as you go through that income portfolio worksheet, you know, there's a portion on, I think, section three on that worksheet actually goes into drilling down about the five things that you know about that one topic. So in section one of that worksheet, I ask you to write down five things that you're really passionate about. In the second section, I ask you to pick one of those things, and then we drill down deeper. So you break down what you know individually, you know, the five different areas you know about that centralized topic. So again, specialized topics that are drilled down actually sell a lot better. Again, once you develop the content, it can be multi-purposed. So again, either, you know, if you do a course first, then you can obviously do a book or, you know, physical or ebook. Again, think private mentoring opportunities, also home study courses. Again, for example, you know, I was suggesting to Jackie the other day that, you know, she can put together little kits that include all the supplies to make, say, like a necklace, a set of earrings, and a bracelet or a pendant. So she could put the starter pieces, the stones, the wire, the tools, all of the things that the person would need in order to put together their own first pieces if she wants to use that sort of home study model as an example. But if she's done an ebook on certain topics around the subject, she could put that also, make that available as a part of the home study program. Again, program, you know, you want to think programs that can be developed quickly. You know, if you don't want to go the live route, you can put together webinars online like what we're doing here today very quickly, and I can show you more about how to do that. You know, again, in order for the classes to be successful, they need to be highly targeted. The audience needs to also be proven that they want to know about this topic. One rule of thumb I would suggest you look at is if you're wondering if your topic already has a market, check out your local community colleges in your area and universities and the continuing education programs and see if any classes are being taught of a similar subject. So if you find courses already listed at the junior college level and at the university level in continuing education, then if they're filling those classes up or they're selling those classes, then there's room for you to also offer a class too, either online or independent. I know when I lived in Los Angeles, UCLA offered a lot of continuing education programs, but a lot of those classes were very expensive. And I will tell you from personal experience, getting onto a continuing education program roster takes time. It takes about, depending upon where you are at the time of the year that you approach them, it could take up to 6 months to even get you on the calendar. So if you've proven there's a market for your topic, you could put that course material together and put together a webinar like what we're doing now, get it out to your network and your people that you know, and you could be making money from that class immediately and not waiting for the school system to approve you to teach a course. And there's many other ways to do that. We'll go into that more about in that on the joint venture partner section. You want to have a market that you can reach easily. So, for an example, you're going to teach a class on, say, jewelry making. You want to be able to know you can reach other people easily in your network, in your community, that would want to know about this topic. And again, focus on creating experiences. As I talked about in the call, the preview call, experiences, people really want to know that they're coming to a place where they're going to not just learn how to do something, but they're going to be really taken care of. So you're really giving them sort of the best of you in that moment. So think about how you can really up-level the experience for your students so that they really feel taken care of and engaged. Offer them the next step. Always be offering the next step. Out of all these things I'm talking about today, everything has to have a next step that you're taking people to. That way you're leveraging all the work you're putting into the individual income streams. Again, for income can range from $50 for an online class to several thousand dollars for high-level programs and multi-day workshops. Again, depends upon the topic, but depends upon the marketplace. I would say on the average, an online class, I would say $50 for starting point is pretty much about the average. Obviously, if you're doing a multi-part course, you would just say, 50 times 5 or 50 times 6 or whatever, and then that's what your course, is priced at. And this is for online classes. Live can be the same thing. I'm actually preparing to teach a live class here in my local area soon. And we're averaging about $30 a class because that's what the market where I'm living right now will bear for that. But then I'm going to be able to leverage those students, some of them, into working with me more privately. So you have to kind of, weigh it out. Again, as I talked about on the webinar, Marisa Boucher and Kimberly West, they run the Boudoir Divas programs. They have highly leverageable. They use everything we've talked about so far. They use books. They use one-day intensives. They use two or three-day workshops in France and in San Diego. They also offer Skype consultations with students and so forth. So check out their website, theboudoirdivas.com, to get a full overview of how they actually have modeled, how they set their business up and how you can model it for yourself. And they're really the masters at creating experience. You definitely should check them out. Okay, so we're going to move right into module or income stream number 3, VIP day experiences. Private mentoring delivered either in person or via Skype. This is one I want all of you to really seriously consider setting up fairly soon into your process. We have become a society that has become so, I feel, in my opinion, disconnected. It's rare that people really give each other any significant amounts of our time. And, we tend to defer to what I call low touch point opportunities like you know, relying on books or just online classes only, or when we're just sort of, you know, putting something up there on the web, which is great, and I, you know, and I love it. I mean, we're together because of the web, and I love that. But, you know, I find that we really have become hungrier for more personal experiences and what I call one-on-one touch experiences. So when I think about what I call VIP day or private mentoring experiences, think about what you can create from within the context of what you offer that can be done in person, that can be highly concentrated, that can be very, again, high touch. So when I, what I'm talking about is when I'm, when you're actually creating these ideas that I'm going to present to you here, you know, think about if I had, if someone, let's say for an example, you know, you owned a retail store. I know Denise has owned a retail store. You know, and I know for someone else, your experience is a dream to them. It's something that they want to do. Whether it's around the same market that you worked with or not is irrelevant. You know certain things about how to set up a physical store, everything from how to negotiate rent, everything to how to negotiate, you know, for, you know, suppliers, inventory management, you know, just running, hiring employees, you know, everything that can takes, that it takes to run a physical store. To someone else who wants to do that, if you were to offer a mentoring or a VIP experience program where you took them soup to nuts on how to do that, those types of programs can easily be leveraged for several thousand dollars, depending upon, you know, again, your local marketplace, the hunger of the market, people really wanting to do that. But I know even in the economy, this down economy, people are still wanting to learn how to open up businesses. So if you have, you know, a good track record and you, you know, you learned all, you learned through your own bumps and bruises and highs and lows what it takes to do what you've done. And I say this to everyone, you know, consider creating some kind of a program, for an example, where you actually teach people how to do what you did. Again, you know, it's just, it you can command higher dollar amounts for it. One, two, by sitting down with someone and say, I'm going to spend the afternoon or the day with you or a day and a half with you, giving you all of my, basically my info, soup to nuts, for an example, you know, people will pay several thousand dollars for those experiences. You know, it's, again, it's all about positioning, and that's the reason why I started with, like, entry-level products to start with at first, like books and e-books and things like that, because once you become an author of some sort, or you're teaching classes of some sort, that positions you as an expert just by the mere fact that you're willing to do that. So when you do want to offer then higher-end experiences where it's one-to-one or very small intimate groups, you can command higher dollar because if they want just bits and pieces of information, they can go get the ebook or sign up for the course. But if they want you to sit down with them personally, spend the day with them, actually, you know, getting their questions answered, showing them all the things that you have, know how to do, the mistakes to avoid. People want to know about what pitfalls to avoid and all of that. You know, you can charge a higher dollar amount. The point I'm making is the closer that your client gets to you personally in these kinds of scenarios, the higher your profit, your dollar margin is. The more hands-off it is, the lower the dollar margin is. So if you're looking at digital products, online courses, then you have a little bit of a lower price point. If I was teaching this class live, for an example, where we spent the weekend together, it would probably be at least double, if not three times, what I'm charging for this class. So think in terms of how can I create it? How can I, first of all, what do I have? What do I have in my portfolio, my on my resume that I could really teach someone day, you know, a full day experience or half a day experience? Again, you also can deliver VIP day experiences through Skype. I know Kimberly and Marisa, they do that. They charge about $500 for those calls. You know, these are people who took their live class and then they leverage them into doing one-on-one Skype consultations where they meet once a week, I think for like 30 minutes or something like that, and get their questions answered. Okay, let's see. The reason why I really believe in these is because their foundation, you know, the foundation of the IP Day experience is it's based on delivering specialized knowledge or training. They offer clients who want rapid results and lots of personalized attention. They can create a great opportunity for you to travel. If you want to travel, you can offer these in other cities. Let people know that you know that you're coming into town. You're going to have these many spots available. You could possibly even fill these before you even arrive at your destination. Clients will expect to pay a higher entry level investment. Okay. Again, because you are sitting down with them personally, one to one, they will expect to pay a higher price point for that, and you can charge it. You know, you can again use low cost entry level products like ebooks, classes, workshops to help leverage these higher end priced programs. But they do require a commitment to create and delivering a memorable experience. So if you, the more specialized it is, the more you want to create an experience for them that really makes them feel pampered and nurtured. So try to do it in a place that's a little bit more high end. Try, you know, the actual experience, unless it's over Skype or telephone. You know, but if it's in person, try to do it in like in a higher end place, like maybe a higher end hotel, for an example. You know, or someplace that really feels comforting and nurturing and they feel like they're in a sense of luxury, so to speak. You know, again, you don't have to teach everything you know at one time. You can take your subjects and break them down and offer VIP day experiences or coaching, high-end coaching experiences just on single topics. So you can make these a series and make them replicable, okay? And again, they can be offered in really small group settings or one-to-one. Again, less people, higher dollar amount, more people, individual price point, you know, is left, is averaged out. So $2,500, for an example, for one person, $500 for maybe five people, you know, a piece. It depends. It depends upon the group. Again, can be delivered virtually. You can also, you know, I've seen for specialized business-related topics delivered in person, I've seen as high as $15,000 for these types of experiences. So, again, that's why that worksheet is so important, because we forget what we know. And we forget what we know is valuable to someone else, okay? A couple of examples of people who are doing really high-end workshops that I want to send you to is photographer Greg Gorman. I met him in Los Angeles several years ago. He does these amazing, amazing photography workshops in Mendocino, California. He left Los Angeles and moved to Mendocino a while back, and he now has a winery. And so he does these beautiful group workshops where people come to Mendocino and they do these photo shoots all around, you know, his beautiful town of Mendocino with these gorgeous models that he brings in. And, you know, and then, you know, they come in with their cameras and they do their photo shoots. And then he has, you know, dinner prepared for them. And then he serves them his wine that he's, you know, made in his, you know, his own winery. And the pictures are printed and, you know, they leave there with prints and, you know, it's just a group camaraderie experience, and his classes average about $5,000 for these experiences. So, you know, think that level. You know, think, how can I really pull it out of the hat and make it something really, really luxury and high-end that people would really want to come and spend that kind of time with me? And just, you know, for an example, you know, I'll use Denise again as an example. You know, she maybe could do a tour, a workshop with hat designers in France. You know, why not? Take a small group of hat, you know, budding hat designers over there and, you know, do a tour of like a small shop, you know, see, you know, real, you know, neck techniques they don't even do in the United States. You know, include, you know, talk about how to set up a, you know, a hat company, a hat business. You know, just really pull it out. You know, something like that could be a great opportunity. I think, you know, anyone of you can do something like this. It just depends upon just stretching your thinking and getting outside of the, you know, the little box we create for ourselves. Again, Boudoir Divas has a The link that I provided there is to their page on their website where they do their Skype chat VIP experiences. So when you get the PDF of this, you'll have that link to click on that. And check that out and see how they actually structure their Skype chat calls. Okay, so let's move right along. So now income stream number four, DVDs, CDs, and audio programs. Same basic structure of the book. If you don't want to write a book, but you have access to video equipment, even not even video equipment. If you have a computer with a camera, like a Macintosh, like what I have, you can record yourself just talking about what you do or how you teach something, or you can also do ScreenFlow. You can record your desktop and show how you teach something. These are good for people who do like software type, like Photoshop. But it doesn't have to be that. I mean, you can, you know, it can be just, you know, you have to lay out the information more visually, obviously, to do a video or a DVD, for an example. So these take a little bit more thinking to put these together, but they can be a great alternative if you don't want to write. They may not take as long to produce as a book, but again, it depends upon what you have available and what you have to do to put together, to actually put this together. Again, it can be just you talking, being recorded, or it can be actual ScreenFlow lessons on your desktop screen that you're recording your computer. I'm going to give you some resources for software to do that. They can be lower cost to produce. They can offer higher profit margins because people tend to take video, they value video and that type of content. Sometimes a little bit more, they'll pay more for that than sometimes they will a book, for an example, especially educational videos. You know, again, some people prefer, you know, to learn by watching. So your customer might want to learn by watching or listening to you as opposed to reading something. We all have different types of ways we take in information. Videos can be created on using simple desktop software like Camtasia. I'm going to give you links to how to get that software, how to find out where to get it. It can also be recorded online with like an application called ScreenFlow. Now, what I want to show you is a couple of examples here. Karen Sperling, Sperling is a photographer and painter that teaches a Corel painter. And what she's done is she has live classes that she does, but she also does video tutorials where she shows you, you know, she's recording her desktop within the program where she's showing you her drawing technique, so how she's converting a photograph to a painting. So she's using a software program, I believe, like ScreenFlow. The links are down here. I will talk about that in just a second. When you get this PDF of the slides, check out that link and you can see examples of what she's done. Mira Ko is another photographer that I know that does an amazing, you have to just look at her website in general, but she teaches photography workshops for women and for women who want to photograph their children. So she has now, I think Mira has like about 10 or 12 different videos now. Videos average around $35. She does live workshops. She's now going on tour with her workshops. Mira has been on Nate Berkus' show. You know, she's really taken what I'm talking about in this program and leveraged it to the max. Her website is called refusetosaycheese.com. You can see more about her different products and programs that she offers. Mira, I believe, does offer videos for download, but I know she offers them for physical sale. If you do want to offer DVDs of some sort or audio CDs of any sort, but you don't want to commit to a print run, there's a company called Kunaki.com, and the link is here on the page. You'll get that with the slides. Kunaki works like Lulu in the respect that you can create one-offs. So you can create one-off DVDs, one-off CDs. Basically what you do is you upload all the content to their website with the artwork. When the order comes through, Kunaki processes the whole DVD, complete with case, and ships it to your customer. So it's hands-off once it's set up for you. You get it set up. So if you want to deliver physical products, physical DVDs, physical CDs, I recommend Kunaki. To actually record your your screen, your computer screen, to create online trainings or that type of, you know, educational programs. There's a software program called ScreenFlow. The link is here. It's telestream.net/screenflow. TechSmith.com is a company that produces Camtasia. Camtasia, I do have that program and have used it to create video training-based programs. Again, it records your desktop. It's a little bit more of an upfront investment, but it has more bells and whistles and feature sets in it. ScreenFlow is a little bit more basic. I think it's around $97 for ScreenFlow. Again, if you don't want to deal with any of it, you can do what we're doing right now, and you can create slides within PowerPoint, breaking down your topic into different subject, you know, different headings, or, you know, break down, you know, different, you know, individual topics. Create a PowerPoint presentation, output it as a PDF and upload it to this program that I'm using here called InstantTeleSeminar.com, and just record yourself talking, showing your slides. You know, I'm navigating the slides as I'm moving through this whole presentation here. It's recording, and then I'll deliver the video to you. You'll have it by tomorrow, I believe, probably even later today. But anyway, so there's all different levels you can go into this. Don't think you have to spend a lot of money to do any of this stuff. You can start out very low entry-level cost. You know, getting it produced is not the issue I want you to focus on. I want you to focus more on what subjects, what things do you have to offer that someone wants to invest money into? And these are great ways to test out those these ideas. We're going to move on quickly into membership websites and continuity programs. Again, if you're going to go the educational route, creating, you know, content, membership websites can be another alternative. Instead of producing an ebook, for an example, you break down the lessons individually and put them into upload them into a membership area of your blog or website, and then make it password protected. Once people pay to enter that website, they get access to your content. Membership websites can be developed based on a blog with a strong following. So if you have a blog set up, a WordPress blog set up, that you already have a following with, or you want to build this as a future income stream, this can be a model to really look at. You know, you do need to have a following of people who are seriously reading what you're putting together. So you might have your entry-level content that you offer, and then you can leverage them into premium content, which they pay for. And I'll show you some plugins to put into your WordPress blog in a moment to actually make it password protected. The thing that I want to caution about membership websites, for an example, if you're going to produce educational content, is they do require a commitment to creating content. So if you're going to offer this, you have to know that you can create content constantly, because once people are paying you month after month, they're going to expect fresh stuff. So you will need to be able to produce that content. You know, you can produce it ahead of time and then load it into your site, but you also want to be able to address current needs in the moment. So don't rely on, say, creating 6 months worth of content and then selling it once and then sort of forgetting it. You do have to monitor and manage this model. Now, the one thing I do want to say about membership websites or continuity programs, if you don't want to even create educational products at all, you can do continuity programs with products. So, for an example, you know how we have CD of the month, DVD of the month, that kind of thing. This is what I'm talking about. So, for an example, if you have people who really love your product and they want to be able to get a new one sent to their mail like once a month or once every 2 months, you basically create what I call a continuity program. You build them once a month, or they pay up front for a lower price. You get all of their specifics about what they like, and then you just mail them out, ship them out your product. So if it's hats, or if it's jewelry, or if it's even like, you know, fabrics, or Jaylene in the class does knitwear. So, you know, maybe she has a client that, you know, has many girlfriends that are having babies or whatever the case may be, and then she knows that she's going to need more gifts throughout the year. She can set that up as a continuity program and just get all the specifics about what the client likes in terms of colors and yarns and that kind of thing, and just mail a sweater out every month or every 2 months. So don't think you have to do this only from educational websites. You can not even have to deal with that at all. you just basically save up in your shopping cart that you're going to rebuild them recurringly, and then you ship out the product. Let's see. They can provide continuity programs, and membership websites can create a great opportunity to create a steady income stream. That way, you know, you have money coming in every month. It also is a perfect feature to upsell VIP day experiences and workshop experiences, or even more higher luxury experiences. They have a low cost to set up, and it's great. It's a great model to use if you have physical product and you want to move inventory on an ongoing basis. Okay? Let's see here. An example I'm using for the educational model is Matthew Archambault. Matthew is a drawing instructor that is really the only artist I've really seen that's really done this really well, in my opinion. He teaches drawing classes online, obviously, hence his website name. And I will make sure to link to his websites in the PDF. I didn't put it in here. I just noticed that. He takes his knowledge, breaks it down, makes video lessons, written lessons, puts it up on a membership area on his website, password protects it, charges like a dollar for 10 days to test drive his website, and recurs at $19.97 a month. Again, as I said before, if you're going to go educational model, this is a good one to look at. If you have physical product, you set up a web page, you essentially, you know, create a program, give it a name, you know, just make it like, you know, people basically, if you want to do like for someone's giving gifts, it can be great for a person who has to buy gifts for people and they're busy, they don't have time to think about gift ideas, but your products would be great gifts for them. You know, I think busy executives, you know, corporate shoppers, that kind of thing. Those could be great potential people to pitch a continuity program to with your products. Okay? But anyway, if you're going to go educational route, Matthew Drawing Tutorials Online is a great model. Again, they're highly leverageable. If you're going to deliver digital content, again, you will need a password-protected area for your website. I recommend using WordPress because there are plugins you can just add on to WordPress that will section off and make password-protected areas available on your website. A program I recommend is called Wishlist. The website here is member.wishlistproducts.com. That's a plugin that you purchase. I think it's like $97. I did put his link in here. So drawing instructor Matthew Archambault, that's his link to his website. Check out how he does it. Even consider doing the trial for 10 days. It's only a dollar. And see how he actually runs it. And then if you want to learn how to draw, then you keep it. If not, cancel before the 10 days are up. If you're delivering physical products, you can set all of this up, say, for example, within PayPal with recurring billing. So each month the person just gets billed. They know they're going to get something shipped to them once a month. Obviously, you want to make sure if you're doing this that you're covering your shipping and handling costs in your pricing. Okay? Let's see. Now we're going to move right along here to business in a box. Again, as I sort of talked about this a little bit earlier, so I'm not going to go into too much detail on this now, but essentially, as I said before, business in a box is perfect if you have had a successful business doing what you do, and you do want to teach people soup to nuts how to replicate what you've done. So you will want to have been in business for a period of time and had a certain, you know, level of success. You know, you want to have a significant amount of knowledge to share. You want to create the kind of when you create your program, you want to make sure that you talk about the pitfalls and mistakes to avoid just as much, if not more, than your successes, because that's what people really pay for in these types of programs. They want to know what to avoid. What did you do that they don't want to do? You know, again, before you really can put these kinds of educational programs together, think in terms of you really need to contact your accountant and your attorney before dispensing any legal advice or contracts. You know, if you're using contracts in your business, you want to make sure that those things will, you know, can actually be, you know, modified and used in your own business in a box model. And when I'm saying business in a box, it can be a physical box of materials sent to their door, but it can be delivered in a VIP day experience, live in person. So, you know, business in a box is sort of metaphoric, but it can be literal. It depends upon what you're doing and what you're offering. if you are considering developing a business in a box type program, it can be developed and created over a period of time. So if you're going to do educational products like ebooks, like DVDs, like audio programs and CDs, those components that you're creating can then over a period of time be bundled together and sold as a business in a box. Or not even, you know, or just how you teaching how you do what you do, but in a kit format as opposed to just individual single one-off pieces. So if you do think about this as a potential down-the-line model that you want to implement, think about, okay, well, if I'm going to have these many pieces in this quote-unquote box, what pieces am I going to create? And as you create them, you just know, okay, I'm taking that off my list, I'm scratching it off. And then once you develop everything you want to put in that program, then you bundle it all together and either sell it visibly, virtually or physically or in person or a combination. Business in a box can be tied to an ongoing coaching or consulting service. You really need to have an established audience of people that you're connected to that's eager to invest in their dream to make these work, okay? You need to be able to find these people easily, okay? Price points can average between $5,000 to $100,000. It depends, again, upon the market and what you're offering. You know, and these are just averages. It could be much lower than that. Again, it depends upon what the knowledge is that you're actually going to be sharing with people. You know, business in a box programs sell better and more easily once you've established your authority in your industry. So you can do that through writing, speaking, teaching, coaching, or consulting, but you really want to be out there and very visible so that people know you are the go-to person. Again, the materials can be printed or in the form of manuals, DVDs, CDs, and or personal mentoring, either live or via Skype. But, again, this is one of those sort of long-term business models you can maybe implement down the line. You know, you have to make sure all your pieces are in place. Okay? Now we're going to move right into retail or direct sale-based income models. And I'm realizing that I'm going a little longer, so I'm going to kind of have to go through these pretty quickly without too much stopping because we're going to be wrapping up in about 20-some-odd minutes. So for retail or direct sale-based models, these include trunk shows, which tie into retail accounts or can tie into retail accounts, web or online sales, joint venture partnerships, membership programs, and then licensing. So let's move right into it. Trunk shows. Trunk shows can be a fast way to move inventory. It can open up new markets and connect you with new buyers. They can establish your credibility in the community. So, again, if you're doing them as an ongoing thing that you're offering all the time, people are connecting your face, they're connecting your product and you. So everything that you do, as I said before, think leverage. If you set up a steady flow of trunk shows, as an example, people understand that you're an entrepreneur offering this service. When you roll out a business in a box program, say a year from now, they already know who you are. And this is just one example of what I'm talking about here. So these things tie in together that I've been presenting to you in this particular module. You know, also trunk shows let you take the temperature of the marketplace by communicating directly with your customer before investing too much in supplies. So you get a chance to see what your customer is responding to without you investing in inventory that may or may not move, okay? Helps you build your mailing list quickly. We're going to go into this more in modules 3 and 4. All of you need to have a mailing list. Get on the, and we'll talk about that, you know, in a couple of weeks. But trunk shows are a great way to get always in everything you do, try to get that email address and physical if you can. Because that way you can communicate with your customer and let them know what you have available, what your next thing that you're putting together for them is. Can have built-in travel opportunities if you love to travel. So if you want to do trunk shows in other cities, I did have a client years ago that designed, that made men's watches and men's pendants. He actually was pretty much out of town every weekend going to places like Aspen, going to New York, Provincetown, other places doing trunk shows in private homes and in private boutiques, selling his jewelry pieces. He did that on top of his individual retail accounts. So if you love to travel, and you have no problem, you know, talking to people, trunk shows can be a great way to get your message out, get your products out to a wider audience, and also potentially nationwide, if not global, depending on what your product is. They can be a great way to get more steady retail accounts. Again, you can do trunk shows in a store, approach them about doing it. And it's kind of a win-win for both of you because you're not committing to inventory to them. They're not committing to buying inventory from you just yet, but they can start to kind of see how your products move, and you get to see if their customer clientele base is a fit for you. But we're going to talk in a moment beyond retail stores, so don't think trunk shows, retail. It can go way beyond that. Again, smaller shops can be a stepping stone to larger retail accounts, but I actually want to move beyond just retail. I would say, well, let's stay with that for a moment. If you're going to go the retail route, meaning stores, make a list of stores you want to work with in your hometown or in other places, and just contact them. Tell them what you want to do. And see if they'd be interested in having you come in for like an afternoon to show them your product line. Again, if you're going to do a trunk show, I can't emphasize this enough, think experience. How can you up-level the experience so that it's not just the products, but it's the experience that people are getting? So are there refreshments being offered? Can you partner with a caterer or a local restaurant and provide like some kind of snacks or tea or something like that for people? They'll contact a local florist, see if they can bring in flower arrangements. Really make it feel really pampering. People will come out and support that. And also it's great contact, so you're contacting other vendors in your local community. But again, don't limit the trunk show to the retail experience or establishments. The key you want to ask yourself here is, where does my target customer hang out? So are they in spas? Potentially, I know with Jackie, she does jewelry. I think spas would be great for her. Country clubs. Jaylene, who is a knitwear designer, has sold thousands of dollars worth of sweaters at country clubs. Resorts, hotels, private homes. Again, once you, this is again about always keeping yourself out there and visible. My client Austin, who did the jewelry design for men. For an example, we go to private homes and do trunk shows. Sometimes you can meet the people in the stores, and then they like you, and then they say, would you consider doing this with me independently? So that's a great way to do it. And even cruises. I know people who go on cruise lines and actually, offer their products and services and educational classes and things of that nature. So really think outside the box. Expand your thinking. We've got to get creative. The key to making this work is getting into the habit of connecting with your centers of influence in your local community that have access to your customer. Also think seminar leaders, public speakers, and workshop coordinators. I just recently connected with an artist that I met at a workshop 8 or 9 months ago that was at another workshop I was at about a month ago. And it was an author of this great book that really liked her inspirational illustrations and is commissioning her to do a private illustration for him to sell at his workshops, for an example. So if you a drawer, a painter, or illustrator, people are looking for new ways to create experiences for their audience. I know of another really well-known author that actually commissioned an illustrator to make a poster for him to send out to his buyers who bought 3 copies of his book. So, it's not limited just to physical products. Not want to say physical products, but, this can go way beyond just, going to the obvious is what I'm trying to say to land this plane. I'm sorry. So when you go to these types of experiences, walk up and talk to the speakers. Introduce yourself. Give them a card. Let them know what you have to offer. Bring a piece of your work with you. You never know where your next opportunity is going to come from, but you have to be visible. And don't be afraid to travel. You may not have the people you need to connect with in your local hometown, so don't be afraid to go to the next town over or find people. Again, the key is to find people that you want to connect with and then show up where they are and then make yourself known. Again, keep samples with you at all times. Okay? We're going to move fast and quickly here into web online sales. This is more like if you have a website already established or you're thinking about setting up a website, maybe you've been selling more live in person, but now you want to start leveraging more web sales. There are some things I just want to go over with this really quickly about how to make your web online sales go a little faster and better. So these are more kind of housekeeping issues as well, but you know, also just good tutorial tips to keep in mind. One, make it easy for customers to purchase from you. So make the website clean. You know, your work is the star here, not the pretty graphics on the page, okay? Really use high-quality photography. I've been a product photographer now for 7 years. That's been my business. My clients have hired me to photograph their products. So you really want to use high-quality photography. Make sure it's well-lit. The products are well-composed. They really show a personality. They're not just sort of laying there on a towel on the floor somewhere, for an example. Provide plenty of close-up shots and detail shots. People want to really be able to touch and feel the product through the computer screen. Use accurate keyword terms that your customer would type into search engine to find you. When selecting keyword terms, drill deep, meaning not just describing the color, but the shapes, the materials, the uses of the product. Even the price can be a keyword term, okay? To enhance online sales, especially if it's a little bit of a higher price point item, offer payment plans. Even if you use PayPal, you can do payment plans and installments through PayPal. Offer payment plans. You know, obviously don't ship until it's paid off, but, you know, but, yeah, do that. Provide written or visual tutorials or suggestions on how to use your product. I just recently attended a telesummit on Pinterest. We're going to talk about that more later on in the course. But, you know, visual tutorials, photographs showing or videos showing how to use your product is a great way to get people engaged, and then the natural progression is they go and buy it. And consider bundling your products with other complementary vendors, okay? So obviously, you know, a jewelry designer or a hat designer can partner with a clothing designer or a shoe designer, as an example, okay? We'll talk about joint ventures and things more about that in just a moment. You know, again, offer starter or entry-level pricing. Leverage them up into higher price items. Publish at least one luxury or high-end item or service on your website. So whatever you can think of that you can create that's really luxury and high-end or just high-end, put it on the website. It's a psychology thing that we do with ourselves that we'll see something that's, say, $5,000, and that's maybe, okay, that's outside the scope of what we want to, you know, we can buy right now, but we'll buy the $300 this or the $50 this. So the idea is that you put something up there that's really high-end because then we roll, in our minds, we roll back dollar amounts and go, so, well, I can't really do that right now, but I can buy this. And usually people will pick what's in the middle. So if you offer something that's entry-level, low-end, you offer something in the middle and something that's really high-end, most customers will pick the middle thing. Okay, so whatever you do, think about your showstopper, what I call your showstopper product or service. Make that, and then make that like your big thing that you offer. And post it with a shopping cart button on the website that they can buy it. Let's see. Offer a customer service number to answer questions about your product. Always, always, always invite customers to sign up for your online mailing list. Again, I'll be drilling this more in Module 3, but you need to have a way to capture leads. Communicate with your mailing list at least once a week. Don't overwhelm your subscribers with long emails. Again, we'll go into this more in Module 3. You know, short, sweet, featuring one visual with a direct, clear call to action works best. Newsletters used to work. Now people just want like a little snippet with something that's really engaging and then a call to action. And, again, we'll go into this more into Module 3. Use compelling headlines to increase your open rate of your email. Okay. Joint venture partnerships. Again, you know, these work best when both parties are getting something substantial. So for an example, if you're going to partner with, say, another designer, for an example, you want to make sure that both of you are getting connections, new customers, new potential followers, new students. You want it to be where both of you are getting something of equal value from the experience. So you need to think win-win, you know, when you're considering these joint venture partnerships with businesses and individual people that you want to work with. Make it easy for what I call JV, joint venture people, to say yes to you. In other words, be willing to do the bulk of the work, especially in the beginning, and if they're more established than you are, okay? You know, if they have more to bring to the table than you do, like direct access to your contact audience, then say, for example, if you're going to do a trunk show in like a person's home, for an example, and they're inviting the guest, well, you want to arrange for maybe the flowers. You want to arrange for the food. You know, you want to set those things up to make it easier for that person to say yes to you. They may say, I'll take care of it, but I'm just saying go with it with that in mind. So start getting your own vendor list set up, you know, start making connections with people in your community that can provide those services to your audience. Obviously, you want to look for complementary but non-competing partners. Be clear about expectations that you want from the arrangement. Think outside the box and get everything in writing. Okay? For an example, if you teach photography classes, for an example, consider partnering with a photo lab, a frame store, or a physical or online book printing company. I know Mira Ko, who I mentioned a moment ago, who I said go check out her website, she partners with people like this. They help to, you know, they help promote her classes, and then she funnels, because she's now established herself as a powerhouse in that industry, so these companies want to partner with her because she can funnel customers to them. For an example, if you sell jewelry, consider partnering with suppliers to create jewelry-making kits, for an example. You know, think suppliers. That's the first obvious JV people to look at is suppliers, where you get your supplies from. You know, painters can partner with art supply stores, crafters with interior furniture, or fashion designers. You know, and secure your suppliers. You know, use this time now to start establishing those relationships with people. You know, I've done this myself. Consider hosting an event, as I said before, a trunk show. It can be in a store, a private home, or a private business. You know, but consider hosting an event for your local community. And get into the habit of asking. You know, some people are going to get it, some aren't. It doesn't matter. Just keep asking and accept that you're going to get some no's. Okay? It's just a part of the process. Now, the last module that I'm we're taking a little longer than I thought, but I want to make sure I get everything in. Licensing, I'm actually working on something to do a bonus call about licensing. Licensing is something that I personally have not done, so I'm going to kind of go over what I do know about licensing, and I'm going to give you a resource to learn more about licensing on your own if it's what you choose to investigate. The one thing I do want to say about licensing is that it can be a viable alternative if you don't want to handle your own inventory. Now, when I'm talking about licensing, I am talking about, in particular, about art pieces like paintings, fabric, you know, images of that nature, things that are printed on wearables. So if you don't want to, you know, create your own line of cars or your own line of fabric or whatever the case may be, licensing could be very viable for you to consider. If you have dreamed of getting your artistic images on fabric, greeting cards, plates, dishes, or other household items, for an example, licensing can be a way to go. The way I would suggest looking at licensing is the closest thing to publishing your own book with a publisher or a piece of music with a record label. So in essence, you do the work once, the licensee produces the product and pays you a royalty based on sales. Keeping in mind that unestablished artists are rarely paid a fee up front to arrange a licensing arrangement. Unless you already have a name or you have a huge following, then companies will approach you about licensing your knowledge, your talent, your products. So you can pretty much expect to only get paid once you receive payment for goods sold. Again, because like the book publishing industry, you may or may not get paid for up to 18 months after you've actually sold your work to a licensing agent. So this is a long-term income model, not short-term. You know, again, there are pluses and minuses to this arrangement, the most obvious being that you have to make sure you have a trustworthy licensing deal. You want to bring in a consultant agent or an attorney to read the contracts and negotiate for you or to explain to you the negotiation process, read the fine print. Remember, art licensing is creating art for commercial purposes. So if you have any issues around feeling like selling out because you've done this, then licensing may not be for you. Expect to make changes to designs or images based on the licensee's needs. Especially if you want to get picked up if you're a new licensing agent. And a book I'm going to just recommend to you by Kara Reed is her name. It's called ArtLicensingInfo.com. Again, like book publishing, it can take up to 18 months before you start to see any money. So this isn't a fast income stream. It is one that takes time to establish and get set up. Let's see. I already mentioned this about long-term arrangement. But on the other hand, if you have other things going, again, the more experiential things you can create one-to-one with people now, that's your fastest path to cash. Licensing could be something in your portfolio for down the line, but you start putting the pieces in place for that potentially now. You know, it can complement your other income models very nicely. So, again, for more information, I suggest investigating the ebook written by veteran artist, licensing coach, author, and mentor Tara Reed. She's written a comprehensive book on the topic called How to Get Started in Art Licensing at ArtLicensingInfo.com. So I wanted to just share with you really quickly again about Mark Montano. I talked about him in the preview class. Mark is, again, a master of leverage. I'm going to put the link to his website in here. He's written these books called The Big Ass Book Series of Home Decoration and Crafts. He's really a master of what I call leverage, as is Mira and as is Kimberly and Marisa. I'm going to put a link into his. Check out his website. He's doing some really cool things using books as a way to leverage himself. He's now done TV shows, but he embraces the media. So, again, one thing I want to emphasize and why I'm introducing a little bit about him now, and I'll talk about him more in Module 3, is we're going to talk more about how to get in the media and how to get yourself out there so you'll get known, because that's the key to leverage. Leverage is what we talk about in everything in this class. So I want you to kind of get that now. Again, I'm not going to have time to do it now because our recording is going to stop in a couple of minutes, but, again, this is just an overview of the Income Portfolio Worksheet. Again, make a list of topics and subjects you care about. Pick one item from the list, write down five things you know, and then how you can make money from those five things now using these models I've introduced you to in Module 1. So go over that worksheet on your own and see what you come up with. And then post it on the meme site. So with that said, what's next? Download the Income Portfolio Worksheet. You'll find it on the meme site. Make note of any ideas presented today. Select a couple of things, one that can be immediate, one longer term, like licensing or business in a box, for an example. And finally, don't waste precious time and energy becoming overwhelmed. You know, you just have to focus in the moment, decide what income stream model you want to implement first, and get under the hood and get started. So I made it right at the 90-minute mark, I believe. I hope it doesn't cut me off before I say my goodbyes. Thank you, everyone, for coming today for Module 1 of the Artist Income Cash Course.